So now, Be'ez Hashem, conclude the second parak of Masechtas Tmura and begin the third parak, Elu Kaddishim Elun Daf Yud Zayin. Some of the topics we're learning about today include Chayim Be'Kaddishim Be'Tmura V'Chayim Be'Tmura Be'Kaddishim, the stringencies regarding ordinary Kaddishim that do not apply to a Tmura, and the stringencies regarding Tmura that do not apply to Kaddishim. These include Eis and Tmura, which animals can create Tmura, Hatzibur V'Ashur Tafen, whether the community or partners can consecrate these Karbanas, Ubarin Ve'Ivarim, the status of a fetus or a limb, Balas Mum Kavua Ve'in Yitzi L'Chun Ligziz V'Le'Avid, when an animal with a permanent blemish becomes fully consecrated to the extent that even when it is redeemed, it is still forbidden to shear or work with it, and asa shegi kemezit, whether an unintentional act of hektish or tamura is effective. Likudation v'lemakdishin, certain animals cannot become sanctified, nor can they sanctify another animal as a tamura as follows. Haklayim, an animal of a mixed breed. Vatrefa, an animal with a fatal defect. Vayitzadayfin, an animal born by cesarean section. Vatumtavandragonis, an animal of uncertain gender. Behemetzmeya, non-kosher animals. And balimumin, blemished animals. Havlad oisa tamura, when the offspring of a carbon can make a tamura. Vlad isein b'tamura isein, the offspring and tamuras of a shlam have the same halachas as the carbon itself.